Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, who's here to help you slow down, soften, and come back to yourself. This note is for the woman who doesn't say it out loud, but quietly wonders if she's the common denominator. The one who replays conversations in her head, who questions if she said the wrong thing, who looks at other women and thinks, why does it feel so much easier for them? The woman who's doing so much, growing, healing, trying, yet she feels like somehow she is still falling short. Like no matter how much she becomes, it's never quite enough. And if any part of you is nodding right now, stay with me. Because the truth is, you are never not enough. And this is the reminder that your heart needs to hear. Now, most women don't walk around saying, I don't feel like I'm enough. It's quieter than that. It sounds like, I just need to fix this one thing. Once I'm more confident, I'll feel better. Other women seem to have it figured out. Why don't I? Or why does this feel harder for me? And over time, those thoughts stack. They become a belief, not spoken out loud, but deeply felt, that somehow you missed something. That everyone else got a manual that you didn't, and that maybe you're always a step behind. And the painful part, you didn't come up with that belief on your own. You were taught it. No, you weren't born believing that you were not enough. You learned it. You learned it through comparison, being measured against others before you even knew who you were. You learned through praise that was conditional. You're so good when you behave. I'm proud of you when you succeed. You're amazing when you achieve. You'll look so much better if you lost some weight. You learned it through moments when your emotions felt inconvenient, when you were told that you were too sensitive or too much or needed to calm down. So you adapted. You tried harder. You got quieter. You achieved more. You became who you thought you needed to be. And slowly, without realizing it, you started believing, if I just become better, then I'll finally be enough. The reason not enough is so hard to shake is because it attaches itself to survival. Your brain learned, if I improve myself, I'll be safer. If I do more, I'll be accepted. If I don't mess up, I won't be rejected. So now, even as an adult, you chase worth without resting in it. You keep setting new goals, hoping the next version of you will finally feel settled. But here's a little truth that might hurt before it heals. No amount of becoming will ever convince you that you are enough if you believe you never were. Now, when you believe that you're not enough, it doesn't just live in your thoughts. It shapes your entire life. You overwork because rest feels undeserved. You overgive because love feels conditional. You settle because asking for more feels risky. You stay quiet because your voice feels like a burden. Even when you succeed, it doesn't land. Even when you're chosen, you question it. Even when you're loved, you wait for the other shoe to drop. Because deep down, you're bracing for the moment somebody realizes what you fear, that you're not enough. And baby, that belief has been lying to you for a long time. Now, I want you to imagine something with me. Picture a younger version of you. Not the one who had it all together, the one who was trying her best with what she had. The one who felt deeply, the one who wanted to be loved, seen, and chosen. The one who learned early that she needed to adjust to belong. I want you to look at her. Notice her face, her posture, the way she's waiting, hoping, trying. And now I want you to say this to her. You were never not enough. You didn't fail at being lovable. You didn't miss a step. You didn't break something inside of you. You are responding to the world around you. You are surviving. You are learning. You were doing the best you could. She doesn't need fixing. She needs to be believed. Now, what if nothing was wrong with you? What if the pressure you've been carrying was never meant to be yours? What if the belief that you were not enough was just a story, one that you picked up in moments of pain? Not true. Confidence doesn't come from finally becoming worthy. It comes from realizing that you always were. And that realization doesn't arrive loudly. It arrives quietly, gently, like relief. Confidence isn't loud. It's not constant. It's not perfection. Confidence is feeling safe inside yourself, even when things are uncertain. It's trusting that you don't need to earn rest, that you don't need to prove your value, that you don't need to rush your healing. Confidence grows when you stop asking, "What's wrong with me?" and start asking, "What happened to me and how can I be kind to myself about it?" You don't need to become a new version of yourself to be worthy. You don't need to heal faster, and you don't need to have it all figured out. You are allowed to be in the process and be enough at the same time. And the moment you let that sink in, the chase softens, the pressure eases, and you stop trying to outrun a belief that was never true to begin with. So if you take nothing else from this note, let it be this. You were never not enough. Not when you were struggling, not when you were doubting, not when you were trying to survive. You were not behind. You were not broken. You were not failing at becoming someone worthy. You already are. If this episode stirred something in you, I invite you to sit with it. Journal about it. Save it for the days you forget. Share it with someone who needs this reminder too. And when that old voice creeps in again, the one that tells you that you are not enough, I want you to answer it softly. I was always enough. I just forgot. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think.